The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple Podcasts, on Android, Spotify, and the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to Off the Floor. That's where you get heat information first these days. We call it the most heat anywhere. Link right here in the description. Bypass the Apple upcharge. Click on it, pay the $2.99 a month, and you can cancel at any time. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Includes Prize Picks. Use the code 5, legal again in the state of Florida. The code is FIVE. Put down $5. You get $50 to play right away. You can play across the sports spectrum. I don't know if Jimmy Butler is going to be on the board for Friday or not, but it would be interesting if he was. Again, prizepicks.com, the Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store. Again, use the code FIVE, again, at prizepicks.com. And now, today's episode. All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick at Five Reasons Sports. And we got Ty Windich. You can follow him at the, and we're always... I was going to get this incorrect. You said it's a regional thing. The Gyro Step Podcast, the Gyro Step Podcast, the Euro Step Podcast, which I know is the more colloquial one that you guys go with, part of Blue Wire's Pods Network, and he covers the Milwaukee Bucks up there, and we wanted to bring him in. This is the second time you've been on Five on the Floor, and we wanted to bring you in because obviously the Bucks are part of this conversation when it comes to Jimmy Butler at this time. And just to set the scene before I bring Ty in, I had Evan Cohen from ESPN Radio. He was on with us a couple weeks ago and gave everybody about 15 to 20 different team possibilities for a trade with the Heat and Jimmy Butler, whether it's a direct team or second team or third team. We all know that Phoenix has been the team that's been most aggressive, that's where Jimmy wants to go. There are a lot of tea leaves now that this was planned a long time ago on both sides, although I have heard that the Heat under any circumstances will not file tampering charges. So I haven't reported that, but they're not intending to do anything along those lines, although there are certainly some suspicions. But the Bucks are involved in this as well. And so I just want to start here. In your view, would the Bucks' involvement in a trade that involved Jimmy Butler be related to trying to get Jimmy Butler, or would it be sort of facilitating something else? Do you think their target is and would be Jimmy Butler?
I think that's the most likely outcome, that they would be targeting to trade for Jimmy Butler himself. I think if all things were perfect in the Bucks world, I think they'd probably sit this one out. But Chris Middleton's health has continued to be kind of an ongoing issue for the Bucks. You know, he was delayed in returning this year. He has had to go back to the bench because the minutes he was playing as a starter seemed to be a little too much for those ankles that he had to get surgery on. So I think it would be, if anything, let's get an even better, or at least from their point of view, even more reliable big three with, of course, Giannis, Dame, and then Jimmy Butler. I could see Zach LaVine. I know that's become a popular thing. Like if this ends up, you know, getting even bigger, and Beal and LaVine and Butler, part of me thinks like we're getting into Fantasyland territory. Like that's a lot of big names. That would be like at least a five team trade with like the various salary dumps and everything. I don't think they'd be in on Beal. I don't think that makes sense to pair with Damian Lillard, right? Like I think that, and Beal's already said no to them once. I don't know if he would say yes to them now. So I think it would either be Jimmy, maybe LaVine, but it really depends. Like I think Jimmy's a better fit with Dame and worse with Giannis. I think LaVine would be better with Giannis, worse for Dame. But I think this would be more simple. I think Occam's razor, like they would jump in, they would get Jimmy if they can. They love depreciated assets. They love prolonged trades scenarios that aren't going anywhere. This is exactly how they got Dame. They don't have a lot of picks. Like these are where they can add talent. So this is a scenario where I think could see them jumping in and wanting Jimmy Butler.
Well, yeah, again, it would be history repeating itself because nobody was really talking about the Bucks with Dame until they were talking about the Bucks. Now, I want to get to where the Bucks stand right now, because you mentioned that, and we'll go more into the trade possibilities in a second. I thought the Bucks would take a step back this year in a lot of ways, and it looked like that early. And then they started to get things together a little bit. Has that been purely on the backs of Giannis and Dame? Do they think Like right now, like obviously, well, Cleveland has been way better than anybody expected. Although they have sort of a Atlanta Hawks, Korver, Horford vibe to me a little bit. We'll see if this holds up in the regular season. Boston seems to be coasting somewhat. They're not quite where they were last year, but I think everybody knows they're formidable when it matters. And the Knicks, other than Tibbs running his players completely into the ground, have gotten what they've wanted out of Towns, and Bridges has started to pick up a little bit. They obviously look like they're going to be a tough playoff out. Do the Bucks see themselves in that class with those three teams? Because they've kind of been more with Orlando, a team that's been missing its two best players for good portions of the season.
Yeah, I think they do. I think, when they started 2-8, they in the building, like Doc Rivers, I think right after that 8th loss was like, we know we're going to be a playoff team. Like we're not shaken to our core. Like these runs happen and everything else. I think obviously, the results do matter, and I think in the building they matter too. I think there's both a strong confidence that when we get into a playoff series, if we have our guys on the court, we can beat any team in the league. Like I think that's how that organization feels, and probably how they should. Because what else are you doing with, Dame in his 30s and Giannis just turning 30 and all their other rotation players who are in their mid to late 30s? So I think that's the idea, but I think they're not to the point of like this is a perfect roster and we don't need to make any moves. So I think that's where this comes in of, we think we're close enough that if we add a healthy Jimmy Butler, relatively healthy Jimmy Butler, that makes the difference, and then we can really go beat anybody. But I don't think this is not a scenario where they would go like, we're just going to wait and see what happens and not be aggressive. Their whole MO, this whole since Giannis has become this superstar, is we're going to keep pushing in the chips because we think this is not reporting. My thought on how they operate is, if we take 2 years off, we could lose Giannis. The whole thing could end, right? And we don't know how long his prime is going to be. NBA stars can leave whenever they want, as evidenced by where we're at right now with Jimmy Butler. So we're going to keep trying. Things be damned after, but I think they're always going to be aggressive. They always feel like they're close, if not there. And this one more move could push them over the edge.
All right, and as we talk about those moves, now you mentioned Middleton, let's get into the contractual parts of this,
Yep.
because it seems okay that now the Bucks right now would have to get under the second apron, right, to be able to make a move. I think again, people, Heat fans have wanted the Heat to push over the second apron. I think sometimes have not entirely understood like the limitations that that creates. But the Bucks are working under those limitations now. But there are ways around them at times, and so do they have to essentially trade, just to brass tacks, do they have
Yeah.
to trade Pat Connaughton somewhere else to be able to make a deal in this situation?
Almost certainly yes. And I think the one I saw, Marjon Beauchamp would have to go somewhere too if it was Middleton and Portis. That basically becomes the Jimmy package. Like the salary works, but they can't aggregate salaries. They can't trade two for one or more unless they're under the second apron after that trade or a subsequent trade. So Connaughton can just go to Detroit. They have the cap space. They can just take him. So obviously they would want something for that. He's got a player option, but and there's other teams too. There's trade exceptions around the league, right? There's other ways you could do this. I think if they Nick Richards is gone now. I think if they had traded Portis for Nick Richards with Charlotte, that would get them below. So like really they have to shed about 5.5, 6 million, I think is what they're over at now as part of this trade. So, the Portis and Middleton for Butler part is kind of, I don't want to say simple. There's a lot going on with this whole thing, but that's the easier part. They do have to find a way to shed salary too.
All right, and just for Heat fans, and again, I could go recheck this on Spotrac, but we're kind of looking at players all around the league. Portis and Middleton's contract situations are
Player options for both. The thought, Middleton, no one has any idea. I think there's, if he's still a Buck during the summer, I think there's some thought that he could opt out and sign another longer deal to kind of spread those hits out and give them more flexibility. Portis, I think it's a pretty low number. I would say low teens. I don't have the exact number. I could pull it up too, but maybe he opts out, but I don't know. As we're kind of learning with Jimmy, right? There's not a lot of money that anyone expects to be thrown around in the summer. So I would guess an opt out, but maybe an opt in for Portis, depending on what he sees out there in the marketplace.
All right. So for the Heat, this would be if this was the scenario, and we know that obviously there are other teams that could get involved here, and then there's what's interesting about this too is that it sort of eliminates the whole Beal thing to a certain degree, and so and that's been one of the things we've been talking about. But if you look at Middleton right now as a player, okay, because we're looking at the Heat team as it is, Middleton doesn't fit the age profile of where the Heat are going right now. Okay. And that's, you know, without Jimmy, you're talking about Bam being 27, Tyler 25, and then, you know, Jovic, Hakez, Ware. I mean, essentially your five first round picks that you that are still on the roster seems to be the core going forward. Can Chris still play at a reasonably high level when he's healthy? Is it just a health issue at this point? Because it looked to me like he'd slipped a little on both ends, but particularly defensively over the past couple of years.
Yeah, I think defensively it's where I think it's kind of forced him into a slight position change on who he's guarding. I think he holds up pretty well. He's still a smart defender, but I think he's a lot better on the bigger forwards now. The quick players give him some problems. He's just not as fast laterally anymore. I do think offensively, I think the numbers look worse, but it's just because he's playing less to kind of manage the minutes. I still think he is per 36 or whatever, roughly and like a 18 to 19 or maybe even 20 point per game, five assists, five rebound guy, still a very useful offensive player.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But defensively, I think you have to manage him a little bit more and just kind of know, you know, you're not putting him on premier defensive assignments like he used to. Like he used to be great at chasing shooters, even when, you know, at his peak defensive prowess was before he was kind of an offensive star. But then he could, like, you know, he could chase Duncan Robinson really well. Like that was one of their keys to their win against the Heat in 2021, is he was great at keeping up with around screens. That not so much. Now you'd rather put him on a bigger player, let him use his size in the post or around the rim more than trying to have him out there on the perimeter.
All right, we're going to get into more of this on the other side of it, because I want to get into how this would work in Milwaukee. Under the circumstances of Jimmy, you know, having another fallout with another organization, and this time it was an organization that I think people in Milwaukee respect. So we'll get into that in a second. Before we do, I want to mention another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Water Cleanup. You can find them at WCUFL.com. WCUFL.com, based in Boca Raton, service the entire Tri-County area. They'll go around the state too when there are various emergencies there. We've seen them helping out after storms in Fort Myers, in Orlando, and all these other places. And if they can't do a job, they will let you know. That's the key thing about them. Again, get them involved in the preventative maintenance, and all the way through, they'll work with you with your insurance company as well. So if you have a leak in your house, place of business, reach out right away to Michael, Robert, and his team. Mention Five Reasons. Again, the early contact at WCUFL.com. That's WCUFL.com. If you've got the schmutz, they got the guts. Speaking of guts, Ty, it would take a lot of guts for an organization to take on Jimmy Butler now, I would think. Yeah. Talk to Matt Moore about this, and he feels stronger about it, I do, but he's like, how many coaches are going to want to deal with this after, you know, essentially he threw Spo under the bus?
Yeah.
But we know that there's a ceiling. He's a ceiling raiser in the playoffs when he's healthy. I mean, the Bucks know that better than anybody.
Yeah.
56 points, the best game of Jimmy's career, came against them, and he helped eliminate them twice. Had a lot to do with eliminating them both times. Doc obviously has a certain pedigree. We know about the lack of playoff success, particularly with leads and all that, and hasn't been perfect in Milwaukee so far. I still doesn't have a better record than Adrian Griffin had by percentage, right? Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you think that – I mean, do you think this is something Doc would want?
Yeah, I think he'd be open to it. I think one of the strengths of Doc as Bucks coach has been, you know, the quality that folks will – like throwing under the bus, that idea of Doc. Part of that is he is just one who will speak very directly. I think he just has a kind of gravitas that Griffin didn't. And I think that has been one of his biggest strengths of, like, he will hold Giannis and Dame a little more accountable, which I think they needed. I think that they played great on a back-to-back against the Kings and Magic this week. A really nice bounce back after an ugly loss to the Knicks over the weekend. And a lot of it was like those guys were just playing harder. Dame was playing harder defensively. He had four steals against Orlando. He blocked someone at the rim against the Kings. Things we're not always seeing from him. And I think part of that is Doc and the players themselves kind of more accountability, you know, trying to just play a little better, as well as some schematic and other rotation changes they made. But I do think Doc wants to win. I think Doc wants to win the title, kind of get that monkey off the back, so to speak. I don't know how much he cares about his rep. I think he seems like a very comfortable person at this stage in his life with what he's doing and believes in himself like he should. But I think everyone knows, you know, Chris was the most available Buck star last playoff. It's kind of ironic thing about that. He played more than Dame, Giannis, and Jimmy combined last postseason in terms of games. Which is that's complicates this all further, but, you know, was playing through the ankle issues even then. One of them was in that series, and, you know, his availability has been an issue for them. And I think obviously you don't know what Jimmy you're going to get on multiple fronts with the injury, with just the mentality, but the best Jimmy in the playoffs we've seen, even if you don't look at forever, just in the last couple of years, is just a great player. And it's just kind of a higher ceiling of player, even if maybe the fit with Giannis isn't ideal and other things like that. I think everyone in Milwaukee knows the goal is to win soon. They'd love to keep Giannis and have another decade of winning. And they're going to try to do that, like, in the summers, you know, set themselves up. But every year it feels like we should really be trying to win it this year, because we just don't know how much runway we have with Dame, with Middleton, with Lopez, et cetera. So I think Doc would be open enough to taking on the challenge of working with Jimmy. Who knows what the Bucks would do contractually. I mean, I think that would all be
Let me ask you that, because that has been the big thing here. I mean, this started about money, and in my view, it's still about money. I know in the Heat's view, it's still about money.
Yeah.
And this all began basically because word got to Jimmy and people around him that Phoenix would pay him.
Right.
That they would extend him. We know Ishbia is basically there. He's just going to keep throwing money at everything here, including the price of hot dogs to get them down. So, it's pretty clear, like, Phoenix has been the one team that would extend him. I guess the question is, what do you think the chances would be that Milwaukee would extend him? And then, again, if he's not getting his money, I mean, are we looking at a rental situation like, say, Kawhi in Toronto? I mean, that obviously paid off. But it would seem to me, for this to be worth it, it would have to pay off, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Philly Jimmy year, right, where he still didn't get the extension, but he did show up and play post-trade after he got his way out of Minnesota and then got his way to the Heat. So I think not reporting at all. My guess would be, I don't have a great Bucks source, right? So this is more speculation from following the team very closely. I would anticipate their preference would be come in and play, and then if things go well, we will extend you to a big deal, which I don't know if he wants to hear that, but I don't think he's hearing much better from the non-Phoenix teams, right? So I think that's the report this week that he didn't tell them no, I think is really fascinating. And I think
from Sam Amick.
Yeah.
Who is a very reliable reporter, Sam is, for sure.
I think he's having to maybe reopen some doors based on lower interest around the league than he would like. So maybe he's more open to that. But this, I initially was against this idea because it's like you're either giving him $50 million a year, which Chris is on $30 million now. And is it at or less that if you give him a longer with more years, right? Like they're different players, the injury, but that's a pretty big difference for a team in the second apron current as we stand today. And $50 million a year is a lot, or does he just not show up if you don't give it to him, right? Like that's a precarious spot. That makes you a lot worse if he's just not playing at all in the game. So I think they would have to know there'd be some openness either there or I wouldn't shock me if they gave him an extension. I don't think they're Phoenix level of just throw it around, but they've been pretty aggressive with spending and just feel like they'll figure it out later. Wouldn't shock me, but I would imagine they'd be like, their preference would be, you know, we'll give it to you, but we need a proof of concept first because it's been a rough year for you. It's not been a great year for us. Let's see how it works together and we can go from there.
Well, that's a unique way to approach it. It's basically the exact way the Heat were trying to approach it, which was we need proof of concept. Let's see you play more. We'll sit down after the season and try to hammer out an extension, which I know they were open to doing, even if it wasn't the exact year and dollar amount that he wanted. All right, final thing here with Ty Windish. And again, follow him at the Eurostep pod on Blue Wire Pods and also Ty Windish on Twitter. How do you think Jimmy and Giannis will click?
It's a fascinating question, right? That's so many Bucks fans right away would be like, would Giannis even allow this? Giannis loves Chris, you know, does Giannis hate Jimmy Butler? I haven't talked to Giannis about this. I don't know if anyone would have a good answer on this. I would assume there's some, if anything, begrudging respect there. Like, I think Giannis appreciates greatness. And I think as much as there were concerns about this same idea when they swapped Drew for Dame, I think there's obvious, you know, Drew didn't have the same history, of course, as Middleton, who's been there with Giannis for more than a decade now. But still, they won a title together. You know, Drew is going to be a Buck for life, all these things. And Giannis was pretty damn excited to play with Damian Lillard, right? Seeing what he can do. And the fit is better, but still, like that caliber of player, Milwaukee hadn't had that. I think, you know, you can argue similar with Jimmy, right? I think he's not, maybe doesn't have the accolades that Dame has had over his career, but still, you know, Giannis saw up close what he did in the playoffs. I think there would be some excitement about Giannis to play with a player like that. And I do think this Bucks team, you know, they've had to talk about accountability, I think, a little bit too often. I think they could potentially use a shakeup and someone who's going to come in here and be a little more vocal, you know, be on guys' asses a little bit more, to be blunt. And I think that's what Jimmy could provide. That's a little bit appealing to the Bucks of like, we could use a little more fire in this building. And I think he would probably add that. And does it blaze out of control? That's obviously a real possibility. But
accountability is a two-way street. There's no question that Jimmy will try to apply accountability to every single person he associates with there. When it comes back at him, we've seen that hasn't always gone so well. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, Ty, we appreciate it. And follow his work. Follow him at Twitter at Ty Windish and also the Eurostep pod. Do the Heat still play Milwaukee again the rest of this year? I'll have to check that out. I think so. Man, I mean, my only stipulation for any of this, they're in Milwaukee on January 23rd. Oh. So up there. My only stipulation for any trade here is it has to be a team that comes in and visits the Heat. and I don't think they do. So we got to wipe you off the list here. I need that moment to see what the fans are going to do there. But anyway, Ty, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. And again, everybody subscribe to Off the Floor. For the latest on the Heat. Have a good one.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.